Now, Human Rights Watch has criticized Israel for killing Palestinians near the border fence separating the Palestinian territories occupied in 1948 from the Gaza Strip. The New York-based rights organization demanded that Israel stop shooting at Palestinian civilians. It said Palestinians living in the besieged territory use land near the border fence as farmland and also collect rubble and other reusable materials there. Human Rights Watch also said Israeli troops have killed several Gazans in 2014. Gaza has been under an all-out Israeli siege since 2007, and Israel has attacked the territory on numerous occasions since then, killing large numbers of Palestinians. From Virginia, I'm joined by Navid Nasr, radio host and political commentator. Welcome, sir. Mr. Nasr, Israel continuously kills Palestinians regardless of warnings and criticism by human rights organizations, even the United Nations. The question is, what practical measures should and can be taken to force Israel into ending its violence against the Palestinians?
As far as I see it, the only real practical measures that can be taken are forcing economic consequences and political consequences for Israel's action. In terms of economic consequences, I think the BDS campaign, the Boycott, Divest, and Sanctions campaign, is off to a great start on that front and is building momentum gradually. Even right here in the United States, it's winning some major victories. Politically, there's already an increasing block of nations that are moving away from unquestioning solidarity for Israel. That's not quite the same thing as support for Palestine and the Palestinians, but things are gradually changing on that front. Unfortunately, obviously, in the United States, things are as entrenched as ever when it comes to that kind of blind, uncritical political support for Israel. And even perhaps more unfortunately, in the last decade or so, things have taken a turn for the worse politically in our northern neighbor, Canada, when it comes to that question, Israel and Palestine.
And with the recent unity talks between Hamas and Fatah, just how much are we going to see the rules of the game change? What will happen from now on?
Well, unity between Hamas and Fatah is something that was... Well, the conflict between Hamas and Fatah is something that was deliberately undertaken back in whenever it was, 2006, 2007, when the elections happened and Hamas won the elections. The conflict was deliberately stoked from the outside, and there was an excellent article in Vanity Fair that emerged just a couple of years after that that explained it all and how this came to be. So unity between Hamas and Fatah politically is key to ensuring that these kinds of wedges and divisions aren't driven between the Palestinian leadership.
All right. Navid Nasr, radio host and political commentator from Virginia. Thanks for your time there, sir.